The joys of the Burley Horse Trials for 2019 are about to start, and we've got here hyper early to actually have a little wander around to actually get a flavour of some of the top exhibitors that are actually here. When we talk about flavour, certainly you're looking at Scotland's specialist smokehouse, Inveraway, and we're delighted now to actually speak to...
Hello, I'm Bertie from Inveraw. We are here for, golly, probably our nearly 30th year exhibiting at Inveraw, at Burley. It stopped raining, the day is beautiful, it's early, as you say.
Exactly, it is early.
It's 7, but here we are, ready for the merry hordes, and I think there will be a lot of people. It's beautiful weather, and I think it's going to be a lovely time.
Very much so. Now, one of the things, I think we spoke to your fine firm probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and I thought the quality that actually comes across. I mean, talk to us about what makes Inveraway just that special brand of Scottish oak smoke housing.
What makes it different? It's complicated, but it's not complicated. What we do is fascinating. It dates back about 3 to 3,500 years. And the majority of people who smoke fish take great big fat salmon, stick them in a big metal box with a bag of sawdust, push a button, and in 9 hours you have a product. It's like cheap Australian wine. It's perfectly acceptable, but it's not the good stuff. At Inveraw, we follow this very, very age-old method of smoking, which is, so we have 9 big brick kilns, and under the brick kilns sit some oak log metal boxes. So we put oak logs underneath a smoke box, and then we smoke quite small fish because they have to smoke for between 36 and 72 hours. So 36 hours to 72 hours versus 9 hours, and then you end up with a product which is epic, and it just melts in your mouth and it is delicious. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it is good.
I can attest to it. I think you had a taste test about 2 or 3 years ago. I think it's very good, so I'm delighted to touch base with the good self. Of course, the reason we managed to actually have a few words with you now is literally because if we wait a few hours once the actual gates open, you'll be completely swamped.
Well, yeah, there is that. And then it's funny, you need a queue. If you have a queue, you will get lots and lots more people. So in a short while, the girls are beavering away in the kitchen, making as many sandwiches as they possibly can, and I can't remember, it's like a sort of 1,000 sandwiches a day, practically.
It's like a military operation.
It really is, it really is.
It's been splendid just sharing some thoughts with your good self today. As I say, there's something special about Burley. I mean, we cover badminton as well, but somehow what we actually do in this particular part of Lincolnshire is a little bit magical, really.
It is, and we come down from Argyll, and we really enjoy the build-up, the buzz, it's great, and when it's dry, it's even better. The only thing that isn't so nice is when you wake up at 5:30 in the morning for your cold sort of morning walk to the shower, but at least the water's hot.
This is very true, and for people who can't actually get to see you at the Burley Horse Trials this year, is there a website that people can actually access details from as well?
Absolutely. One side of our business is mail order. We send it all over the UK, all over Europe, so look up smokedsalmon.co.uk.
We have moved on from the joys of smoked fish to two birds, actually, so we're moving to everything. But it's nothing to do with ornithology. It's actually more to do with countryside spirits, lifting those spirits. And we're delighted to speak now to...
Simon Brannan.
Simon, talk to us about two birds.
Two Birds were a local distillery just based in Market Harbour. It's only a few minutes down the road. This is actually our 6th or 7th year at Burley now. We're a spirit distillery in general. We do focus on gin, but we have a wide range of vodkas, among other things, as well.
Well, certainly, gin is something which has undergone a renaissance recently, and there are lots of companies, let's mention the Masons and so on, who've actually done extremely well and have worked through that. I think it's good to actually diversify a little bit, as Two Birds have actually done. So, presumably, in terms of quality, you know, there is that sort of brand that comes across as well.
Of course, yeah. Everything we do, we always use fresh products. Everything is natural. We make everything the way it should be, so to speak. And actually, we've been doing most of the vodkas a lot longer than an awful lot of the gin range. We've started the vodkas straight after the London Dry, which was back in 2012.
That's so long ago now. Olympics, almost 2 Olympics ago. Intrigued in terms of the notion of your thoughts on Burley, etc., because you said you've been here for a few years now, etc. What do you make of the actual event itself?
Oh, it's a great event. I've lived in the area, even lived in Stamford for quite a few years. So even before I was working here, I've been coming from many years. It's a great fun event. Everyone's in high spirits. It's good fun. There's lots going on.
So we did the high spirits two birds on the queso.
That's it.
And if people do wish to actually get in touch with yourself online, is there a web a site that people can go to?
There is indeed. It's www.twobirdspirits.co.uk.
Well, I know you have an awesome time over the next couple of days. Weather-wise, of course, I suppose you're really looking for something a bit like this morning, really, where it's kind of nice and fresh, you know, reasonably okay from that point of view. Possibly perfect spirit-drinking weather.
That's it. A bit of sunshine and take the chill off. And if it is still cold, the spirits will warm you up.
I think somebody once said nostalgia isn't what it used to be, but there was one key omission for me in 2019 when we had at the University of Lincoln a Women in Sports Media conference hosted by Sky, etc. Big absentee, no Sam Lloyd. We're putting that right straight away. Sam, good to speak with you again.
Oh, lovely to see you. Welcome back to Burley. It's been an age.
Well, I recall, I think, back in the noughties, actually, when we first started this off, and a certain Dr. Jim Chaw Tan came down. He's now working well in the joys of the health service in London. But it was his first experience at Burley. It was my first experience at Burley. And we met as if by magic across the whole sort of thing. And you, Lloyd Bell Productions has gone from strength to strength since then, of course.
Do you know what? I'm feeling pretty nostalgic myself this morning because I was thinking the other day and reflecting. And it's 15 years since Lloyd Bell Productions started. And the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials is incredibly special and very unique to my heart because it was the first ever event that we covered in terms of the kickstarting the company. And I don't know where the 15 years have gone, but it's lovely to be back in Lincolnshire, the beautiful part of the world, and a beautiful event. So yes, lots of birthday celebrations over the next couple of days.
Of course, since then, you've even had a child, you've got a family. It's just, I mean, it's amazing what sort of things happen, really.
I know. I cannot believe my son is now 8 years of age.
No.
Yes, my son, Oshan, is eight, an avid sports fan. I don't know where he gets that from, hey?
Oh, it's just that. And of course, I mean, we could go into a waxing lyrical about Royal Ascot and a variety of other things, but ways in which we connect together. But let's focus on the now. Let's actually do that Eckhart Tolle thing of focusing on the now. We've had a little wander around already speaking to some of the wonderful people from Inverary Salmon, from some of the spirit sort of folk there. I mean, the quality is actually there. But here, obviously, at the heart of Burley is indeed the horse trials. What are your thoughts on 2019?
Well, I have to say, there's no doubt that the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials is undoubtedly one of the greatest events in the world. And it's not just because on paper it's one of the very few five-star events. But I feel like when it comes to Burley in terms of the calendar, it's nearing the end of the summer season and it is undoubtedly the absolute highlight of the calendar in terms of the autumn. And it's one that all the riders aspire to win. It's the one that they dream of winning when they grow up and they get involved in this fantastic sport that we all love. And I think that's reflected time and time again by the entry list, because it reads like a who's who of the sport, a who's who of three-day eventing, attracting riders from all over the world. And there's a sense of buzz and excitement in terms of we've just had the European Championships in Leeuwarden last weekend, and so many members of Team GB here, of course, took silver, which is fantastic. But, you know, you've got the defending champion, Tim Price, from New Zealand. So it's fantastic to see so many of what I call the stalwarts of the sport, the likes of Piggy French, Oliver Townend, Pippa Funnel. But then you've got the young up-and-coming riders as well, and so many riders as well from the area. I had the fantastic opportunity of speaking to a young man called Richard Skelt. Would you believe I ended up on the roof of Burley House some weeks ago?
So you haven't changed, Sam, then?
No, I know. I don't do anything by half measures, right? And had a fantastic vista and view of the cross-country course. And I had a chat with Richard, and he said this is what dreams are made of. He's a local boy. He's never competed here. Butterflies in the stomach, but really, really looking forward to the challenge. So you get all these fantastic stories, don't you, in terms of top-class sport and the newbies. So many riders making their debut here. But what I say, the old, experienced, old heads who invariably will want to try and take the silverware.
Absolutely. And wearing, of course, your other hat, which is Sam Lloyd, a.k.a. Petrolhead Sam. Thoughts in terms of the motorsport scenario? I mean, is it becoming a procession behind Lewis Hamilton? I mean, he was a young man when we started. We thought, well, he might have some sort of possible future.
He's like one of the old heads now, isn't he? It's unbelievable to see as well the changing of the guard in Formula One. And I have to say that I've been quite critical about Formula One in the last couple of years, where I've found it a bit mundane, a bit processional. Where's the soap opera? Where's the spice? But I think now with so
where's
many...
Where's the Brexit? No, well, let's not go there.
We won't get into that. But there are so many young up-and-coming drivers who are coming through the ranks. I've been working quite closely with Lando Norris. And, you know, there's these young guys and they've got such a mature head, you know, such talent. Carlos Sainz, you know, his father was, in my days in rallying, one of the best rally drivers I ever saw. And it's great to see these young up-and-coming drivers coming up through the ranks. They have no fear. They have real talent and they definitely show just that talent on the track. So I think we're reaching a very exciting time in terms of F1. There's no doubt about it.
Now, in previous years, when our parts haven't quite managed to sort of coordinate, etc., we've had a word, of course, with your business partner, Rupert Bell, key Aston Villa supporter. Mm. How's he coping this season? I mean, can you give us the inside edge on that? I mean, you know, we saw him this morning. I thought, I had a brief chat, but I thought, no, he's not ready for the interview, really.
I think he goes through so many different emotions. And being diplomatic, I think if you're a Villa fan, that's exactly what it's about. The highs, the lows. But being a football fan, that's what it's all about. That's what sport's all about, right? So,
as a Man City fan, I feel that we have more highs these days. But what the hey.
Yeah, you're on an absolute winner, really. But in terms of being a Villa fan, yes, he gets through all kinds of emotions. I deliberately tend not to call him on a Saturday afternoon.
I think that's very, very wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you look at the results and you see what's what. And we don't talk on Saturdays.
Okay, for young prospective budding journalists, because as I say, since we started, we now run a sports journalism degree at the University of Lincoln, etc. Listening to this particular piece, what suggestions would you give to young women broadcasters who are kind of keen to actually sort of develop that and work through the process and actually become more engaged with their sport, follow their passions, presumably?
I think you've knock the nail on the head. You have to be passionate. You have to give it 128%. It's such a competitive industry. All industries are competitive, but especially in the media, where it's taken a bit of a shunt in recent years and the availability of jobs aren't what they used to be. And there's so much multi-skilling now, in the sense that, you know, you really have to know your trade.
You've got your podcasting, you've got your vodcasting, you've got your range of other sorts of bits and pieces there.
Exactly that. But my advice to anyone listening is, if you're really serious about this, get out there and do as much work experience as you can. When I was in university, in the days when, bless him, Brian Winston had this amazing idea at the journalism school at Cardiff University.
I was speaking to him only yesterday, actually.
Oh, really?
He's been a colleague of mine now for the last 15 years, has he, Brian?
Fair play, he was a superstar. But
Emmy award-winning, Brian.
It was very theoretical rather than practical, so you couldn't just walk into a newsroom and know what you were doing. So throughout the 3 years of my degree, I was constantly writing to outlets to just get any kind of work experience I could, to just get a feel of it and to get my name out there. And I was probably like a dog with a bone, because I had dogged determination, but that's what it's all about.
Tenacity, I think, Sam. Tenacity.
That's very kind of you. That's very kind. But yeah, I think if you've got that goal and ultimately you want to strive to get it, then you have to stand apart from everyone else.
One day, you will come to Lincoln, Sam, and you will actually deliver things. And we'll probably get Brian Winston in the audience saying, yay, go, girl, go.
Lovely to see him. I was wondering where he was now, actually, because it's all credit to him for creating this fantastic degree. And, of course, now the journalism school at Cardiff University is number one in the country.
Well, I'm not going to say it's competitive, but Brian obviously is with us at the School of English and Journalism. And Professor Jason Whittaker, who's the head of the school, I'm sure will actually say, well, yes, OK, fine, but it's, you know, it's not a competition, you know, working through that. Sam, it's been fantastically awesome to actually connect with you once again. It's been absolutely splendid. We must do this again. We must reinstate some of the phone links we used to do on a fairly regular basis.
I'd love that. That'd be absolutely brilliant. It's been lovely to see you and indeed chat and catch up. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, clearly after having a major chat with our sports correspondent Sam Lloyd, some fascinating insights as ever, we've moved back into lifestyle with a vengeance now. And one of the big successes this year, certainly in terms of people really following our podcasts, whether it happens to have been in Bramham or other parts of the land, including now Burley, is Fairfax and Favour, F&F, quite literally. And we're delighted now to welcome once again to the airwaves, the awesome Ben.
It's really good to see you again, especially after Bramham in Yorkshire. this year. We're sort of slightly further south this time.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we like to feel as though, look, we're a small island, really. Let's all work together, shall we?
Well, we do what we can, you know. We travel most of the UK in any event. So
take note, Prime Minister. Fairfax and Favour could probably solve all your problems at one fell swoop.
We can try. At least logistically, we can do so. It might take a few trailers to do it.
Yeah, it's a way forward. Ben, talk to us a bit about Fairfax and Favour and what we've actually got here for people who might not yet be aware of what is not necessarily the country land's style's best-kept secret, but it must admit, some of the quality that you've actually got here, quite awesome.
Well, hopefully anyone watching the trot up yesterday will have at least seen a peek of what we do. I think we had at least 30 riders in our boots, which is a great accomplishment and something we're really proud of, actually. But for anyone who doesn't know us, then obviously we are one of the main brands now for longer suede and leather footwear. We do loafers, we do shoes for men and women, luggage and accessories. So the range is really broadening, and this year we're delighted to start to launch the autumn-winter collection at Burley as well.
And nothing to do, of course, with those wonderful machines that used to send various sort of signals through the telephone lines called fax machines. No, just in case people are confused. Nothing. You're too young to remember that fax machine.
Nothing connected with it, and not connected with the saddles either, no.
Oh, very good. So, I mean, do you have a favourite, Ben, from your own point of view? I know you sort of understand, you're looking after the whole sort of store from that point of view. Is there something which you say you're more into the boots, you're more into the handbags, the accessories, etc.? Where would you say you'd sort of say, actually, given the choice, that's what I'd go for?
I think the range of boots that we do is definitely one of the key assets. Not only can we liven up an outfit and match tassels with whatever it is somebody's wearing, whether or not it's tweed, whether or not it's a piece of luggage, then it really gives a range of diversity, especially in the different colours and the different fits that we do them in.
In some senses, Burley can have a little bit of poignancy, a little bit of melancholy, because people say, oh, the season's over now. But no, because obviously we've got indoor Horse of the Year shows, we've got Olympia, other sort of areas. Where can people find Fairfax and Favour on the road?
We're actually doing several more this year, so we've still got Blenheim to come, so it's not quite the end of the outdoor
Never
season.
Never the end.
But it's coming.
The end of the beginning.
We're going to Hoy's, we'll be at the Christmas show at Daylesford, we'll be at Cheltenham for the November meet, and we'll finally finish off with Olympia.
I just translate for the benefit of the non-equine folk. The Horse of the Year show is Hoy's, just in case you're thinking, what, where? Is that some sort of Geordie's place that she's actually saying this? Hoy over here, man.
So it's even worse when you say Hoy's at the NEC.
Yeah, but that's what we love about TLAs. We just love them. Ben, awesome as ever. Quick plug for your team, actually, of fine folk who are here as ever, looking like a crack group of, I would say, almost in the base of the Captain Scarlet and the Mistrons. Here we have the Angels here.
Someone actually called them the Veal Guard the other day, so the old guard, and it's Burley's gets so busy. It's one of the key events that we bring out all guns for this, but it's actually quite a small one to start off on the first day. We'll be 14 by the time it gets to Saturday.
See, that's it. And presumably, you know, it's 4 a.m. in the morning starts, it's drill, marching through the whole thing, getting them all lined up.
It's funneled by coffee in the morning and then gin and tonic later.
And a web address for Fairfax and Favour. Fairly straightforward, I would have thought.
Yep, everything fairly straightforward for now. For now, but things can always surprise you.
So you just literally go to Fairfax and Favour on the web and find it there?
Go to fairfaxandfavour.com, follow us on Instagram. We'll be doing many things throughout Burley, and we've got a best dress competition coming up as well.
We're actually up here to speak to a legend without whom, frankly, the horse trials would collapse completely. We're at the Dewberry stand. Sadly, without Zoe Jameson, we heard from her recently. She's coming in on Saturday, but she's not around for these 2 days. Or as Charles likes to refer to her, of course, Nomi.
Oh, yes, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, this was the thing that... Because, I mean, you must be very proud of Zoe, because she's blossomed since we connected with your good self and the team at the Bramham Horse Trials, and is now a regular weekly slot in which Dewberry gets a brand mention weekly on Siren Radio's Midweek Drive.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. I mean, Zoe's been with us for 6 or 7 years, but she's qualifying as a vet, which means she's been with us for ages, but now she's nearly qualified, so sadly we lose her at Dewberry.
Well, think of it as the veterinary world's gain, as opposed to... Oh, yeah. It's all great. We're here, obviously, at the Dewberry stand. Dewberry obviously sponsors one of the key events for young riders here at Burley. And I have to say, you look, as ever, immaculately turned out, Charles, even at this early time in the day.
Well, that's very kind of you. I've been here since Monday morning, and I've been sleeping in the caravan. And we've had one or two fun nights out, let's put it that way.
So no change there?
No change there yet. Yeah, not yet.
But I am intrigued by this yacht that I don't think I've noticed before, that you've actually sort of surrounded with lots of suitable boat footwear scenarios, etc. Are you actually planning ahead for global warming, or is this just another adventure for DuBarry?
Well, from someone that actually lives in a caravan, I like to think of it as a land yacht. So this yacht's out of my caravan, so I like to wake up in the morning and see this model yacht first thing in the morning.
That sounds superb. Of course, the one thing I would actually mention that, as I'm looking around, I haven't actually seen at present, as we do a little bit of editing there, is we don't seem to have the trough.
Yes, the bucket has just been cleaned at the moment. It'll be ready in a moment, for 9 o'clock anyway.
So. It's the way forward. Yeah. Charles, after the joys of Burley, where will you be heading off to?
We're on
Darkened Room.
Yeah, so a couple of days off, and then on to Blenheim Horse Trials.
Fantastic stuff. I think you've got a little bit of wet weather for tomorrow. Other than that, I think you're set for 4 days of absolutely perfect and wonderful and prosperous DuBarry material here at the International Burley Horse Trials.
Yeah, we do hope so, and it is one of our favourite events in the world.
As ever, Charles, we knew you were going to be on form. I'm sure if we actually move it even further forward, probably 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, you'd still actually sort of hit the ground running, because that's what you are. Charles, consummate professional.
Well, that's very kind of you. I was going to bed at 5 o'clock this morning.
And any mention for Zoe, who might be listening to this before she actually arrives on Saturday? What should she be prepared for?
A great dinner party.
Says it all.
We are up early.
Well, the 2019 Burley International Horse Trials can officially open now, because Peachy Belts have actually got the stand sorted through. Zoe, a delight to see you as ever.
Great, good morning. It's delighted to be here with the whole of our new winter range, which is quite exciting.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is the thing. We're in the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, allegedly. And in addition to that, obviously, global warming. Let's not go there with climate change and so on. But, I mean, just looking at the range you've got here, it seems as though, once again, Zoe, you've pulled out all the stops.
Well, we hope we have, and we hope we've got plenty of things that will really appeal to our customers, with some great new belt colours and buckle styles as well. In fact, we've got a little bit of sales stock too for our end of seasonal lines, so many reasons to come and visit us here at Burley.
Well, there we are, you see. It's just as well we thought we'd come here early on day one to actually get the podcast out, everything else, listening to this, thinking about maybe what to do over the weekend. Get yourself to Burley, specifically get yourself to the Country Living Stand and check out Peachy Belts.
Indeed, yes, we'll look forward to seeing you here.
So, do you get a chance, Zoe, to have a look at some of the rest of the material that's actually out there? I mean, we've just had a little wander around this morning. We've had a look at the Inverary salmon. We've had a look at some of the other sort of food scenarios there. Obviously, our good friends at DuBarry, Charles, and various other sort of zones from that point of view. We've spoken to Sam Lloyd. What about yourself? Or is it a case of, no, this is my base. I stick with it tenaciously for all 4 days and 80-odd hours?
I have to say, I do pretty much live here for 4 days, yes. Although there is some wonderful shopping here, I know. And many things that would tempt me horribly was I'd able to go out and wander about. But luckily I'm not. I'm here with my belts.
It's a lifestyle focus. One of these days we'll need to actually deputise you as an official celebrity reporter with us, and then we can do a little audio promenade. I know this is a bit like asking an author to choose between their favourite book, or a parent to choose between their favourite child if they've got more than one and so on. Which one of these belts, if I was to push you, Zoe, would you say, yeah, that's the one I'd go for?
It's got to be the new Blue Leopard.
You know, I was looking at that and I thought, yeah, I can see that. That's the one that certainly stands out. And you've put it so, and you are indeed modelling it at present.
Indeed. Yeah, no, it's a really eye-catching belt that does a job. So I love it.
Fantastic. I mean, and the inspiration, was it just a case of you thinking, yes, I'm thinking sky blue, I'm thinking leopards and blue?
Yeah, well, it rather was. Every season I like to do an animal print. And when I saw this in Italy, the skin, I just thought, now that is funky and different. So that's what we're doing this winter.
I know that some of my colleagues who sadly can't make it today, they're particularly envious from that point of view. I often say that I really need to have the female perspective on such things. But yeah, that works very well. And not only because the blue kind of echoes my own side, Manchester City, in terms of various other lives. So it's got a line from that point of view. Finally, leather is obviously a fantastic sort of aspect in which you're working from. Let's talk about Peachy Belts in general. How can people reach you online?
So on the website, which is peachybelts.co.uk, and also to call, because many people do still mail order, so 01664 454 994, and we can advise on what they're best to buy.
This is fantastic, and I know we've said that time and time again, we will put this right between now and the next time we actually meet in person, and that's to actually do at least one phone link feature with you to kind of appraise us how you're getting on through the winter, and maybe some sneak previews of things that are coming in 2020.
That would be really good fun to do, and we have got some limited edition ranges that are coming out this winter too, so we'll have plenty to talk about.
It's a fair comment to actually argue that when I was heading down to Burley 2019, I was thinking it's not going to be the same without connecting with at least one of the Gillick twins. And James Gillick, obviously not here. There's, in a sense, there's a lacuna in the sort of the Burley area where normally I'd go over to see James's portraiture, etc. And I think, start that there. But great news, Theo's with us. And Theo, you have kind of kept the spirit of Burley alive and thriving with your awesomely wonderful sculptures.
Thank you very much. No, it's great to be here. I haven't been here since 2012.
Well, this is the point, and that's when I was thinking, will you be there? Will there be any Gillick present? Because, you know, it's nice to touch base with some of our regulars, as I say, our Dewberries, our Sam Lloyds and so on. But, you know, somehow Burley without a Gillick presence, it's just not the same.
That's very nice of you to say. I last exhibited here in 2012, and since then I withdrew. I haven't been very well for the last... When I was all clear 2018. Mm-hmm. So coming back here, it's been an absolute blast. I sort of applied for all of the exhibitions early January, very late for most of them, and it's just been such good fun coming back. There's a lot of people I'm meeting again that I haven't seen for a long time.
Well, us for instance.
And you for instance. It's a curious thing as an artist, you have in your head, because you're working over long periods of time to produce pieces of work, you have in your head your clients all the time, and whereas you probably disappear from their mind's eye, it's a really big thing to come back and meet them again and talk to them and see what they're doing or to ask about how their work is. And
Theo, at moments like this, I'm often mindful of Albert Einstein's quote that the most persistent of illusions is that past, present and future are separate entities. All things are happening simultaneously. There's a mind blower for the start of Burley.
Yes, I'll have to sit down and have a think about that.
let's just discuss some of the sort of fantastic work you've got here. I mean, the front and centre stage has to go to these battling hairs that we've actually got here. I mean, as I've said before, the word kinetic springs to mind. Your sculptures have a dynamism and a pace that actually really engages with the audience and the viewer, and you do capture moments of living nature.
That's a great compliment. When I'm making work, you study the animals, and then if you use photographs, you can't capture the life. You have to actually completely embed yourself in the life of the animal and work almost entirely from your memory, from the memory of the sensation of seeing him. And then when you do that, and you combine it with all sorts of techniques, all the way from the Greeks through Rodin and all the way through about how to enliven a surface, you can create something which is popping with life.
Very much so. And position-wise, I think you're ideal. I mentioned the hairs, of course, just right in front of the stand. Are those otters I spy?
Those are otters, and beyond them is the big Range Rover stand, so we're right in the centre of the show.
Absolutely wonderful. I mean, the otter, I just think wonderful. I'm often reminded of the notion that I think Richard Bach suggested that we are the spiritual otters of the universe, which is an interesting line. Perhaps I'll take that with Pope Francis, really.
I don't know. If we're the spiritual otters, then what are the trout that we catch?
Nice, good point there. And also, let's not talk about Ring of Bright Water, because that traumatised me as a child, really. I mean, always going well with the otter. Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well for Ring of Bright Water.
No.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about the future as we head to 2020 and so on. Where can people reach you online, Theo?
Well, we're going to start building over the next few months a big social and online presence. So all of the standards, Facebook, Instagram is going to be important. The website is good and up and running. We're doing in 2020 is going to be really interesting. I've just met and started talking to a doctor at Oxford University, an ecologist and a zoologist, and they are working in Tanzania. So I have been invited out to Tanzania, and we're in the early stages of me supporting them through the sales of my work. So going out to what's called the Ruaha Nature Reserve. It has 10% of the world's big cats, remaining big cats in the wild in it. So I'm sort of arranging to go out and and to study the animals there and then to describe them for them and to present them. And through that, through the sale of all of my big cat work and African work, I'm going to be feeding money back into that charity because they desperately need funding. They're doing some really absolutely amazing work supporting the locals to understand the habitat in a very rapidly changing African environment. So that's going to be really good, 2020. Then I'm also setting up a similar relationship with Disabled Horse Riders Trust. So having come out of this long period of illness, it's actually, you qualitatively change your view of the world. To be able to make my work feed back into the system, not just into the wealthy people's houses that can actually buy this work, but to, through me, become a conduit of actually doing a broader good, apart from just supporting my family and putting bread on my table.
Thea, I must admit, one of our now regular contributors is in the final year of her work as training to be a vet and going through veterinary science and so on. That's Zoe Jameson, of course. Zoe will actually probably be down on Saturday and Sunday. I'll try and point her in this direction. I know she's working for the Dewberry Stand, but it sounds absolutely wonderful. And if we can help and assist in any way with respect to audio broadcasts, podcasts, or just keeping the matter in the consciousness of the great, wonderful web, we'd be delighted to help.
Thank you very much.
Theo, it's been awesome. Do give our best wishes to James. We need to connect with him in some way, shape or form. Clearly, we're going to have a location report at his gallery somewhere up in Louth, I think.
I shall pass on your compliments.
You know, every so often, and every year with respect to the Burley International Horse Trials, we like to connect with somebody that we haven't spoken to before, because obviously it's nice to have the regulars, the wonderful Theo Gillick, the sculpting regulars, the Dewberrys, and so on. But this next stone really caught our eye because there's a wonderful bed right slap bang in the middle of it. It's Forever England. Love coming home, and we're delighted now to be able to have a few words with
Olivia.
Olivia, share with us what Forever England is all about. Is it a case of this is what we need to sort out those Brexit troubles?
Oh, wow. Well, no, we sell bedding. Nothing to do with Brexit.
Like. Very good. Glad you said that. We're trying to keep it a B-zone free word. Or indeed free zone. But, I mean, I can see, obviously, your colleague there doing the expert sort of casting of the throw over the bed here. Yeah. Just how long did it take to set up the stand?
It takes a good couple of days. Josh here is the expert. He gets here nice and early on Wednesday. It takes a couple of days to set up. It takes a lot quicker to break it down, I can tell you that.
A bit like life, Olivia, a bit like life.
Exactly.
So how did you get involved with the company yourself?
I started working for them a good couple of years ago, literally just after school, working in one of the shops, and then I've been doing the shows for them on and off for the last couple of years now.
And if I was to ask you, do you prefer the outside show, where literally there's a bed in the middle of a field in Lincolnshire, or the internal area, where do you have the preference?
I love being outside. I think it's exciting because you also get more passers-by, and we've got a really good spot because we're right by the entrance, and so everyone comes in, they see us, and then as they're leaving, hopefully we manage to get them back on the stand again.
And is it mostly bedwear that we actually are talking about here in terms of the range of things that you actually got here? You don't actually sell the mattresses?
No, we don't. I mean, we do. We can do on our website, but we've got the bedspreads and then the cushions and the shams. And we've also got kimonos and table linen as well here.
Any particular popular lines this year which you thought, the kimonos have really taken off?
The kimonos do really well. We're getting towards the end of the season now, though, so it sort of trails off a little bit. It's getting quite chilly. But we've got some brand new quilts on our stand. First show they've been to, so it's quite exciting.
And how far have you travelled to get to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials?
We've come up the way from Dorset, so it's a bit of a mooch.
Southwest almost to northeast, really. Not quite, but sort of Midlands anyway.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mooch.
And I gather your colleague is now free, so maybe we can beckon him over. He should be very proud with what you're actually doing. No, he's obviously sort of hesitant to actually come and share a few words. I'll tell you what, we'll do the old sort of Mohammedan mountain sort of thing and actually wander over here, because I have to say I'm very impressed, sir, with how you're actually making this bed and the way it's sort of folded. Is there an art?
Is there art to making the bed?
Yes.
A lot of practice.
Yeah. A lot of sophistication. Practice. Comes across all sorts of ways. Olivia deserves a raise because she's done some superb work there in terms of the old routine. You basically threw her into the pitch of media things straight away. And all you need to do is basically say, is there a website that people can actually access details of and on?
Yes, foreverengland.com.
rather like collecting the set, actually, when we're looking at some of our exhibitors that have become absolutely passionate key parts of the country show season, whether it's Yorkshire, Lincolnshire, or wherever. Clearly, Blueberry Hill Preserves is pretty much at the top of that list. Rob, it's good to see you as ever.
It's good to see you too, yet again. We're delighted to be back at Burley, one of our favourite events of the year.
Well, actually, I did drop by around about 8:15 this morning, but the thing hadn't actually quite opened there, so I thought, you know, I would have caught you really, really early there, but it is open now, and once again, you have outdone yourself with respect to what, quite rightly, has a 5-star food hygiene rating.
Well, we always have a 5-star food hygiene rating. You certainly wouldn't get onto Burley with anything less.
I was just going to say. So looking at the range of things here, I noticed that in addition to blueberry artisan chutneys, preserves and Wensleydale cheese, you've got a range of black sheep ale cheddar, hot and spicy cheddar. And here am I thinking, well, maybe we need to just check out Neil's Yard, who obviously are our usual sort of cheddar connections here. But another stage further forward in good quality cuisine.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with the Wensleydale Creamery, which obviously is, I was going to say a UK, but probably an international brand, to be fair, been around a long time. And we have a reciprocal agreement with them, very simply, in that we go to shows around the country like this, and so we're very happy to represent them, sell their cheese at these events, and in return they sell our products in the creamery shop up at Hawes there. So it works very well for both of us.
Absolutely, I was not aware of that connection. Clearly, when we're next speaking to the folk from Yorkshire Wensleydale, we must actually sort of share the cross promotion of Blueberry Hill Preserves. So this is going out presumably on the Friday. It'll be available, downloadable from that point of view. So if you're listening to this, you'll have two and a half days at least to get yourself to Burley. Absolutely essential. And I noticed, Rob, you've got a bargain bag on offer with any 3 jars and 2 cheeses. That's 5 products in a free gift bag.
Yeah, it's something that we do from time to time just to give mainly a lot of our regular customers a bit of a bonus. And it encourages people to buy across the range. So people might just want to buy a jam or a curd or a marmalade or a chutney or a cheese. And we say, look, we can put a real nice package deal together with you. We've got some lovely Hessian bags that we give away free with 5 products, and it brings the price down from basically £4 each to £3 each, and a free bag thrown in.
It's awesome. I mean, you know, we don't normally actually have shameless product placement, but Rob, frankly, you deserve it. You know, that's the key thing. You deserve it. Blueberry Hill Preserves, obviously, also online at blueberryhillpreserves.co.uk.
That's the one. And we've got a couple of new products out this week for those that are coming along. We've got a salted caramel sauce, which is a brand new product for us, which is all the rage at the moment. That's been out about 2 weeks and going really well. We've got a new range of savoury sauces as well. So we've got our old favourite, the Bloody Mary ketchup, which is ketchup with a bit of vodka and a little bit of spice in there. We've got a brand new hot horseradish sauce and a brand new even hotter Scotch Bonnet hot chilli sauce for the hot aficionados amongst us.
Yeah, I will mention this to Zoe Jameson, who might be here over the weekend, and if she can tear herself away from her work at Dubarry and, of course, her focus on being a veterinary surgeon, maybe I'll send her down this way to have a brief chat. Rob, it has been, as we knew it would be, absolutely perfect. Last time we spoke, of course, was at the Saltburn International Food Festival, I think.
It was. It feels like ages ago, but these things come around ever so quickly.
I know. Or maybe it's just becoming more chronologically gifted. I don't know. Rob, we'll see you again. Christmas season will be starting before we know it. In fact, 4 months from now, we'll be in 2020.
We will. All the Christmas markets are all planned for us now. For those that are up that neck of the woods, we'll be at York Christmas Market for, well, I think it's 40-odd days this year, from the middle of November right through to Christmas. We do the Chatsworth Christmas Market as well, and then plus all the other bits and pieces that we do in between the one-day, two-day, three-day, four-day events as well. So we'll look forward to seeing all our regular folk and some new ones as well.
Well, clearly, as your official media semi-stalkers, we really should check out some of those Christmas markets. It's been quite some time since we did a Christmas market, so maybe you've prompted us in that direction. Rob, fantastic as ever. Have a splendid, awesome Burley, and we'll see you very soon.
Look forward to it. Nice to see you guys again. Take care.
Well, this is the moment where certainly Zoe and probably Tessa and many of the Midweek drivettes, probably including Emily, etc., who would normally sort of say, yeah, fine, we wish we'd been there. Well, sorry, but they couldn't manage to make it. Likewise, Chloe. But then again, Chloe did have a car accident, so there we are. Tom's Fudge, that's the name of the stand we're actually at to sort of wrap up this morning scenario. And it's only the fabulous Charlotte we're about to speak to. Charlotte, how are you?
So well today. It's great weather, so and all the fudge is ready and out, so we're just waiting for everyone to come, really.
Well, we have had a Midwick driver head over to Lindisfarne, William Coles, ace romantic writer, all the way down from Edinburgh. I'm not sure whether he dropped into Tom's Fudge, even though we expressly encouraged him to do so. We as yet haven't made that journey, but I think we basically have to put it on the list of things to do in the remaining part of 2019, 2020. We need to see you in the holy island of Lindisfarne.
Well, that would be a wonderful idea. You're always welcome, obviously, and there's always shelves of fudge waiting.
Steady, Charlotte. Honestly, you're a temptress at this time of day in the morning. It's unbelievable. Let's talk a bit about Tom's Fudge, because here we are at the Burley International Horse Trials. And again, I see you've got a wonderful political Brexit line here. It's called Eat and Mess. Well, it would be, wouldn't it, really, from that point of view, given the range of folks that are actually around. Cookies and cream, rum raisin, Smarties, caramel. Once again, you've outdone yourself, my girl.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we brought out some new flavours this year, like tiramisu, mainly because that's probably one of my favourite desserts. So it's come down and, you know, give it a try and see what you tell me what you think.
And I've just realised I probably never presented you with the calendar for the last time we were actually here. I don't think we managed to connect last year, but we were here 2 years ago when obviously part of our key Southside Broadcasting midweek drive calendar from that point of view. So we need to get that sorted out. We'll do the photo shoot for this one fairly shortly. But is this the furthest south you go as far as Tom's Fudge is concerned, or is it a case of, no, don't be silly, we've got an internet service, we can send people all over the world?
Yes, no, don't be silly, we have an internet service we can sell all over the world. And we do, which is lovely. So, yeah, of course you can track us online. It's actually under Pilgrim's Fudge Kitchen, which is the Holy Island-based shop. And Tom's Fudge generally goes around and does the stalls. So, yeah, either or, you can track us down and you still have my face on the website.
It's not as though it's hyper personal. It's not a case of it's Tom's Fudge. If you're not called Tom, that's it, forget it, you know, just go take a hike. I love the badge you're wearing, I Heart Ponies. What, I mean, perfect, yeah, it's great.
That was last year's I've got the Gurkha one actually. So we've been collecting each year that we've been here, the charities of the year. So I actually don't know what this year's is, but I'll try and track it down.
It's just gone brand crazy. It's fantastic stuff. Again, Charlotte, it's been fantastic connecting with your good self. Let's do it as we do with the phone links. Have you had a reasonably interesting, not telephonic link, but in-person interview today?
It's been fantastic.
Fantastic. So, I think we've already addressed the next one. Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future? And I think it's our time to actually make our way to Lindisfarne.
Oh, I think so. And you're more than welcome. More than welcome.
Well, as we begin to conclude our early morning little wander around the 2019 International Horse Trials here at Burley, we're delighted to actually continue the joy that is Neil's Yard all the way up from Covent Garden. Not this time with Miranda, but with the fabulous
Ellen,
hi. Now, the thing about Neil's Yard that's always impressed us is the quality that you've actually got in terms of this product. So talk us through the sort of things that goes into the notions of Kirkham's Lancashire, Appleby's Cheshire, Baron Biggard, and so on and so forth.
Well, in terms of the cheeses themselves, obviously they're spectacular, traditional British farmhouse cheeses. Our involvement starts with batch selection. We will go, we'll work with cheesemakers, visit the farms, select certain batches that we think fit the profile that we'd like. We bring them back to our maturation arches in Bermondsey, look after them, nourish them, love them until they become the cheeses that we bring to Burley.
It's that kind of care that Neil's Yard kind of has just taken as a bespoke thing. It's one of the reasons we've said time in, time out, we need to visit you at Covent Garden and actually do a little piece when we're next down in London. Here we are at Burley. What are your thoughts of the event so far?
We're having a lovely time so far. It's always really great for us to get out of London into somewhere different. We're lucky to be very near Joe Schneider, who makes Stitchelton cheese, so we've got him with us today. We'll have Simon Jones, who makes Lincolnshire Poacher cheese, with us tomorrow.
Let's face it, you couldn't do a show in Lincolnshire without a Lincolnshire Poacher, could you, really?
Absolutely not. We've got stacks of it, so we are ready for action. And we're really excited with the cheese that we've brought with us this year.
And is there a personal favourite that you have for your own perspective? Is the one where you say, yeah, ultimately, if I don't have that, I'm not going to be doing the location reports?
I'm a soft cheese lover. We've got a cheese called Brevi Bach, which is made by Carrie Rhymes in kind of the middle of nowhere in Wales. She's a fascinating woman, so I'm a big fan of that. That's a sheep's milk cheese. Obviously, Stitchelton, big favourite. We taste every single cheese before we bring it with us, so I know we've got some cracking cheese.
Superb. Well, there we are. I think Miranda's listening to this. She should realise that her publicity work is in good hands. Do give her our very best. Neil's Yard, just a reminder, people are listening to this and they've still got the weekends to obviously decide, yeah, we're coming to Burley. Where can you be found?
We are on the food walk, Avenue F, in the kind of courtyard where all the tables and chairs are.
There we are, see, perfect. There's no reason whatsoever. It's like a GPS scenario. And finally, Neil's Yard online. What's the web address?
www.neilsyarddairy.co.uk.